In this bulletin, virus restrictions ease in New South Wales and Victoria. A last-ditch attempt to strike a Brexit trade deal. And in sport, F1 driver Romain Grosjean to miss the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. New South Wales is easing further coronavirus restrictions today. Up to 100 people can gather outside, and structured seating areas in outdoor stadiums and theaters can be at 100% capacity. One person per 2 square meters is permitted in venues for the hospitality sector and places of worship. Gym classes and nightclub dance floors are allowed 50 people with a 1 person per 4 square meter rule. Western Australia's Premier, Mark McGowan, is expected to reveal whether he'll open the border to New South Wales after its coronavirus scare. A Sydney hotel quarantine worker tested positive to COVID-19 last week, and Western Australia is scheduled to allow people from New South Wales and Victoria to enter again tomorrow. It would mean travellers from those states won't have to quarantine for 14 days. Western Australia had been waiting for further test results over the weekend from New South Wales before announcing a decision. British negotiators are in talks with the European Union over a Brexit trade deal in a final attempt to resolve differences over fishing, fair competition, and future disputes. In a joint statement, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Commission said no agreement can be reached if these issues cannot be settled. In Brussels, Britain's chief negotiator, David Frost, said the teams were working diligently to try to secure a deal after discussions were earlier put on hold.
We're going to be working very hard to try and get a deal. We're going to see what happens in negotiations today, and we will be looking forward to meeting our European colleagues later on this afternoon. Thank you very much.
The UK is preparing to become the first country to roll out the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine this week. First doses are expected to be administered tomorrow, with initial priority being given to people over the age of 80, frontline healthcare workers, and care home staff and residents. Britain has ordered 40 million doses, with each person needing 2 doses. The chief executive of the agency that approved the vaccine, June Rain, says the highest standards of quality and safety have been met.
More than that, our Commission on Human Medicines has scrutinised every piece of data too. So there should be no doubt whatever that this is a very safe and highly effective vaccine. It will help us turn the corner.
2 German travellers at the centre of a breach in quarantine rules in Sydney will be subjected to another COVID-19 test. A 53-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy landed in Sydney and flew straight to Melbourne on a Virgin Domestic flight, forcing all 176 passengers on board to self-isolate. New South Wales police have taken responsibility for the mistake, saying miscommunication between officers and the travellers was to blame. While the travellers have tested negative to COVID-19, Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says a follow-up test is being arranged. If the pair return a second negative test, then close contacts will be able to be released from isolation. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo says he will not protect any government officials involved in corruption after the country's social affairs minister handed himself in to anti-corruption authorities. Social Affairs Minister Juliari Batubara is set to face charges for taking bribes connected to the government's coronavirus aid distribution. The Anti-Corruption Commission is accusing Mr. Batubara of receiving close to $1.6 million from 2 supplier companies via his 2 subordinates, who have also been named as suspects. President Widodo says he has consistently condemned corruption.
Saya sudah ingatkan sejak awal kepada para menteri Kabinet Indonesia Maju.
I have reminded ministers from the start, don't be corrupt. I have reminded them from the beginning. I have also said that we must create a system to close the loopholes for corruption.
Menutup celah terjadinya korupsi.
In sport, French Formula One driver Romain Grosjean will skip the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix after surviving a fiery crash at Bahrain last week. He's confirmed he won't be able to compete again this season as he recovers from his injuries, which include second-degree burns. The 34-year-old has thanked the public for the messages of support he's received during what he's called difficult times.
But for my health and my safety, it's better that I don't take the risk to to race in Abu Dhabi. It's as I say, it's a very difficult decision, but it's the best one for my future. So,
and now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 33. Adelaide, a shower or two. Windy, 19 degrees. Melbourne, showers increasing, possible storm, 18 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Wollongong, a sunny 27. Sydney, a sunny 30. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 31. Brisbane, a shower or two, possible storm, 34 degrees. Cairns, sunny, also 34 degrees. Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees.